fucking hands off me. Perfectly capable of walking into a dungeon cell all by myself. No. No fucking way. Okay. I need a different cell. I don't care. Put me in a different cell. Put me in solitary confinement if you must, but I am not gonna sit in here with that. So, caught you first, huh? Makes sense. You've always been pathetic. Yeah, well, it took them longer to capture me, didn't it? Just shut up. We don't have to talk. I'm perfectly fine to starve in perfect silence, completely ignoring that we're stuck in here together for God's know how long. I said, don't talk to me. Maybe I've already died, and this is my eternal hell. Would make a lot of sense. Would you stop making so much noise? Well, you figure out how to help it then. All that squirming is just so fucking irritating. Oh, yeah? Fucking disgusting. If you need it that badly, then just, I don't know, do it yourself. And why not? It's not like I'm gonna look. I literally could not have less interest in you. I'll face this way. I'll sit on this side of the cell and just face the wall, and you stay there and do your thing. Okay? If it'll get you to stop squirming, then just go ahead. Do it yourself. Just don't involve me. Of course, I'd put your noble, precious ass in a chastity lock. Hey, don't look at me. You think I'm walking around with a key to one of those things? Fuck no. Yeah, you've had all the privilege except for the privilege of sex. Oh, I feel so sad for you. Of course I have. I'm not insufferable like some people. Oh my gods, quit whining. There's nothing we can do about it now, so you might as well just sit there and shut up and wait until we die of starvation or get sent to be murdered. Of course, that just made you more annoying. Hey, look. No need for tears. Like I said, not gonna fix anything, all right? Look, you are literally the last person on Earth that I want to be stuck with. If you were anyone else, it would probably be fun to get a little hanky-panky frisky in the dungeon while we're waiting for our death. You, not so much. maybe I'll volunteer for them to kill me first, and then you get the cell alone. That would be fine, you know? Better sooner rather than later, right? But I don't think they're gonna care. So, we're gonna have to get along enough that you don't make me kill myself. Come here. Come on. Get over here before I change my mind. Well, yelling at you isn't getting you to shut up, so try a different approach. Come here. Don't push your luck. I don't want to hear your teeth chattering from how cold you are later, so... Body heat. Yeah, sure. We're not that desperate yet, though. You're really desperate to have your naked body pressed against mine, aren't you? Who cares if it's better for body heat? You should be lucky that I'm letting you near me at all. Nonetheless, cuddle with me. Oh, sorry, just saying that you're cuddling with me is totally grossing me out. This is not how I want to die. So, never taken a lover before? Not surprised. You are quite insufferable. Hey, just tell the truth. If I lie, then I'm probably gonna go to hell when they kill me, so. They locked you up just to make sure you wouldn't get any other ideas, huh? So I assume that means you've never done anything with anyone? Well, if they're gonna kill us, you should at least know what it's like to be kissed. I'm not saying that to rub it in, dummy. Come here. Just... don't be fucking weird about it, okay? Close your eyes. They could leave us in here for days. We're gonna want some sort of entertainment. I told you, don't make it weird. I still hate your guts. But if we're gonna only have each other, we might as well get some use out of it. Plus, just because you can't be touched doesn't mean that I can't. All I'm saying is if you want to share body heat with me that badly tonight when it gets cold. Then you're gonna have to give me a reason to be so kind to you. The clothes they threw me in here with are a lot warmer than yours. Yeah, of course. You were dressed for your luxurious warm castle. And I was dressed for surviving in the fucking wilderness. I hope they wouldn't catch me, but
Turns out all the stuff slows you down. So, does that make you wish even more that you weren't stuck in this dungeon with me?
Well, it's a lot better when it's with someone you actually like, so.
Here. You make me orgasm. And I'll get naked with you.
Let's relax. It's not that hard.
I'll guide you.
Just give me your hand.
Now just gently rub in that area, okay?
Yeah. Fuck.
Good job. You're using the right amount of pressure. At least you can do something right.
Your hand up a little bit.
Okay. Yeah.
Oh, that's better.
You're doing good.
Yeah, I mean it.
I'd get nothing out of lying about it. Because if you weren't doing good, then I'd never get to orgasm.
Fuck. You're not so bad when you're quiet, you know.
Gotta understand, being born into royalty is a huge slap in the face for everyone else who struggles out there to, just to get by. Of course we want to do downfall. Fucking monarchy is bullshit. Being born to a certain family doesn't make you God's favorite. Out of touch with reality. You've never had to work hard for a thing a day in your life. It's not your fault. You've never known anything different.
Fuck.
Yeah. going faster, huh? Oh, keep that pace. Feels really good. I'm coming.
Don't fucking stop. Please. Please don't stop. Okay.
Take off your clothes. You're the one who wants skin-to-skin body heat sharing. Get over here. And hurry. It's fucking cold with that clothes on.
Now, grab your clothes and drape it over you. Try to cover as much as you can. Yeah, like I did. Kind of a shame we can't get that chastity lock off. Just think it's only right that I return the favor. You know, if we make it out of here, we'll figure out how to get that off. Okay? Yeah. Whatever. I promise.